Next paper is side lobe reduction of non-diffracting pulse echo images by, no. Yes, by pulse echo images by deconvolution, J. Y. Liu and J. F. Greenleaf of the Mayo Clinic.
Since the pulse echo imaging system with the diffraction limited beams are shift invariant or almost shift invariant over a very large depth of field, so we think procedures to restore the images obtained could be simpler. Our objective of this study is to reduce the effects of high silos of diffraction limited beams in imaging with image restoration technique, and also study the efficacy of the restoration of the diffraction limited images with one deconvolution kernel for all depths. We use the following approach. We obtain the pulse echo images with a radial vessel beam. And we use a linear scan modality and deconvolve images with a linear filter. For a linear shift invariant system, if the system do not have any noise, direct inverse filtering technique can be used to restore the image. Here F is the Fourier transform object, and H is your system transfer function. And G is your image, and you just simply divide G by H, and get to the inverse Fourier transform you will obtain the object. But in any practical system, noise is always present. In this case, we can use a lot of image restoration techniques, such as one just described by the previous talk. Presentation. And we chose linear filtering in this study. Here, SVV represents the spectral intensity of the noise, and SFF is the spectral intensity of your object. So in this study, we chose the ratio between SVV and SFF as a constant. We use the linear filtering technique to deconvolve the images we obtained in the following. Here is a big phantom we make in our lab. We use about 0.83 millimeter diameter bead, brass bead, and put glue with a very thin log to a film and make it a pattern. Resolution pattern. Distance between these two beads is about 2 millimeters, and the distance between this one and this one is about 5 millimeters. And this is the simulated image of the big phantom. The about two images are represented assumed to be obtained at the distance equal to 100 and 216 millimeters respectively. And about two images represent those before the convolution and the lower two after the convolution. This panel size is about 50 millimeter by 15.36 millimeter. And the deconvolution kernel we used for this image processing is the images of the last bit here. So IF form of this image is shown on the right slide. This is the line plot through the last bit we just through the images of last bit we just described. And here is the lateral line plot on the left hand side, and the right hand side just the actual plot through really through 3D. And the dotted line and the solid line represent the results before and after the deconvolution. We can see the side lobes are reduced by deconvolution about 10 dB. And in addition to image actual resolution enhancement, you can see compare the dotted and the solid line. The actual axis here is really lateral or lateral distance over the central wavelength. And here is the actual distance over the central wavelength. And the vertical is just the normalized magnitude. And this is the image we measured with our digital vessel transducer for that bit defender we described earlier. And the image is presented in the same form as those of the simulated images. The deconvolution was done to the about two images, and after deconvolved images shown in the lower two panels. And again, the IF form of the deconvolution kernel is shown on this slide. Again, this plot is the line plot through the last beam of the last beam, like this, this one, this direction, and then this direction. So we can see the side lobe is reduced by about 10 dB in addition to actual resolution enhancement. This is a commercial available tissue equivalent of Fenton, which is a model RMI-413A. And it has the attenuation coefficient about 0.7 dB per centimeter per microcurve. And this is the images of this Fenton. We obtained use of Jojo vessel transducer, which vessel beams used in transmitting and receiving. And for the image, left-hand side panel represents the image before the convolution, and the right-hand side panel after the convolution. We use the fourth point target image as the deconvolution kernel, which is this one from the top, this fourth one. You can see side lobes are reduced for the whole image as well as resolution enhancement. The size of this image panel is 82 millimeter in this direction and 135 millimeter in this direction. Transducer is placed about here. It's about 20 millimeters above the center. And this is the IF form of the deconvolution kernel. From the above study, we can see the maximum side lobes are reduced by approximately 10 dB for the bit defender images. And the deconvolution of entire two-dimensional signal with a system transfer function measured at only one depth improve both lateral and actual resolutions, and then reduce the side lobes of the for all depths in the images of the RMI-413A tissue equivalent function. We conclude our study as the following. The image restoration techniques could be effectively used, applied to improve the resolution and suppress side lobes or images obtained by diffraction limited beams. Image restoration procedures for diffraction limited beams could be much simpler than those for conventional diffracting images, and therefore could be performed in real time. We can expect a better result with X-ray, which is another diffraction limited beam, which are broadband in nature and shift invariant in both space and time, which is different from radio vessel beam, although it's a shift invariant in lateral direction, but not the actual direction, which in ultrasonic image is time direction. So that's my presentation.
Questions?
You have said do you see a sideload reduction of roughly 10 dB. Was that a function of the assumed signal-to-noise ratio? And if yes, what should you assume there?
We chose that SVV to SF at 1% of the spectrum square. So we use it simply chose a constant because to estimate the noise spectrum is very difficult task. We didn't do that.
It was roughly 10 dB signal to noise ratio.
We just try it and see which is, what's the best that we can get.
Could you talk about the data acquisition system that you use there?
Yeah, data acquisition, we use a vessel transducer on top. And we have different image ones for beat phantom and another for tissue equivalent phantom. For beat phantom, we put the transducer in water and put the phantom at a certain depth. And then measure it.
Well, what's the scan? What is the scanning?
The scanning is just a cost in, like a conventional beam scan, but it's scanned by a stepping motor instead of phased array steering.
Another question is, could you comment on the impact of multiplicative noise speckle on this deconvolution?
For this study, we mainly focused on seeing people use only one kernel can improve the entire image because of the property of the shift invariant characteristics of the diffraction image. So we didn't put a lot of effort on the research of such as the deconvolution technique itself.
But in your experimental image, you had there was speckle at the bottom of the image. Did you note what happened to that speckle when you evolved?
It just those speckle in original vessel image is very fine because the vessel didn't have very high resolution. But after you deconvolve it, it becomes more specular. Distance seems between the speckles become farther apart and seems a little bit. It's hard to say because it's too noisy. I can't conclude anything from that.
You might also want to check and see what happens to the statistics of the speckle after you get involved.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any other questions?